All right, you're back on in here, Eric, on Social Studio 1776. This is part two of our interview. Go ahead.
Thanks, Daniel. Eric, the Freedom Screamer here. I want to thank Bernadette for being with us. I want to thank Daniel for making the time. Daniel's been very busy lately, and he still makes time to help other people, people who are locked up for political activity, people who are activists like we are. And we can sympathize with them being locked up. I know if any one of us was locked up, we'd want somebody helping out, making some calls on our behalf, asking questions. And so we're doing it for David because David Rodriguez is a decent guy. And we have his girlfriend Bernadette on the phone, and we're giving out phone numbers for people to call on behalf of David James Rodriguez, case number 21CR02617. So, Sheriff Jim Hart, who should have arrested the judge and the district attorney when they threw David into a cage, I mean, I wouldn't do that to my dog, but they got a political prisoner locked up for political activity. Obviously, the guy hasn't done anything wrong. So, Sheriff Jim Hart needs a phone call because his bailiffs are the ones who locked up the wrong person. Instead of locking up David, they should have locked up the DA and the judge. Sheriff Jim Hart's number is 831-454-7618. Sheriff Jim Hart. We really need to flood this guy with phone calls. Even if it's just, hey, I'm checking up on one of your inmates who's being kidnapped by a corrupt court. You know, how is David James Rodriguez doing? Why are you holding him without bond? Who is injured by his actions? Where's the affidavit from the victim? And where is your evidence? Where is your prosecuting instrument? And they'll be at a loss to answer those questions. If he gets enough calls, and Daniel and I have seen this happen, the doors to that jail will swing open and he'll go free. Imagine helping somebody who's really wrongly locked up to go free. Imagine if you're in a cage, sweating it out, eating crappy food, threatened every day. Locked up, no room to move, no place to go, no phone to go to except once a day for 10 minutes, and it's $15 a minute for a phone call. So imagine that, being able to help somebody out. So I hope I'm appealing and getting through to people's caring side. And this is a really decent guy. He's a very powerful activist in a way that,
yeah.
that he's influenced a lot of people to find their courage. And he mentions that in one of his videos, finding your courage and doing the right thing and standing up to a corrupt government. So Sheriff Jim Hart, 831-454-7618. Have a heart, Sheriff Hart. Your name is Hart. Show that you have one. And stop holding this guy without bail in your prison. He hasn't hurt anyone. Sheriff Jim Hart, 831-454-7618. Okay, so please call him and make your voice known. The first case Daniel and I ever did for Stephen Dean over 10 years ago, the sheriff of Utah County, Jim Tracy, said he was getting hundreds of phone calls on behalf of Stephen Dean. Most of the people had never even met Stephen, but they knew he was wrongly locked up. He was a very active political person in the freedom movement. And after a short stay in jail, he could have gotten 10 years for the trumped-up charge that the federal government was trying to put on him. He got out in less than 2 months. So, and it was because of people like you out there who got involved and called and kept calling. They are hoping you're going to call once and then, okay, cool, I called and that's about all I can do. Call every day. If you have a, quote, legitimate purpose, that's the legal standard for calling in some entity, an agency or a court or whatever, a sheriff. If you have a legitimate purpose, and you do, because this is a legitimate case, you know, you're not just calling to say, you know, F you or anything like that. But if you have a legitimate purpose, you can call every day. And don't let them tell you, sorry, I mean, stop calling. Please stop calling here. I'm not going to stop calling. I have the legal right to call at least once a day. I'm not harassing you, but I want you to let this man free. He's being kidnapped, and you're aiding and abetting kidnapping. So, you know, the implication is we can go file a criminal charge next against the sheriff, against the judge, against the district attorney. And that'll be coming, bar complaints, judicial complaints, and criminal complaints with the U.S. attorney. Just bury them in complaints, and it really does help. So the phone calls, are first, and usually the criminal the paper complaints are second. If they don't let him out, sorry, we have no other choice but to put it on your permanent record that you have a judicial complaint. I think we had a lot of them against Judge Manley in Tanya's case, and it really helped to get her out. After a short stay in jail, they finally let her go, and they dropped all the demands for a psych evaluation and the things that they're trying to get David to do. Go ahead, Bernadette.
You brought up a really good point, Eric, about doing the complaints, because I just learned how to do a bar grievance, and so this is really easy, and you just do it on the State Bar of California. And it's easy to get their bar numbers because the DA, the assistant DA, and the city attorney, together with the judge, because the judge has a bar number as well.
Sure.
I've been doing complaints every day, because as long as you find a rule that they broke, that's
yep.
all the information that you need to do a bar grievance. And there's multiple rules that they have broke.
Oh,
their own rules. We're using their own rules against them. These are their rules. They took an oath, which is actually invalid, and that's something David and I and our community discovered. And so that scared them, is that they all have an invalid oath. Because if you look up in the legislative information, the oath is missing the second paragraph. They only have the first paragraph, and they're all de facto. And
okay,
so they have it under miscellaneous. They have it under miscellaneous so that people can't sign it, but it's actually Article 2, SS Miscellaneous Subject, Section 3.
SS Miscellaneous Subsection 3, and that, what is that, in the California...
Yeah, the California, the legislative information.
Okay.
Underneath the Constitution and laws. And so they are breaking so many laws, all of them.
Well, and okay,
so if you want to learn how to do bar grievances, it's super simple. It's pretty self-explanatory. You just have to keep it simple. Don't put your feelings or what you think or what you feel. I was instructed to put the rule that they broke, and that's
yep.
it.
Just
and you
fact.
Can do as many as you want. And because they have, like, so many cases against David, I've been making them every day. And I'm going to keep doing them every day until they release him.
Good for
until
you.
Until I run out of case numbers.
Okay.
And we have a lot of power there, because we could do this on the judges, too.
Well,
I'm going to do a judicial complaint and a bar grievance.
This is what got Tanya out, was the judicial complaints against Judge Manley in San Jose, which is not too far from Santa Cruz. All right, so here's what I want to do. First of all, I want, if you can, now I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit here, and you feel free to say no, or if it takes you time, whatever, but I think you should write, if you could write a little, like a blog for us, for our website, Courtroom Watch. It's instructing people on how to file, you know, tell them where to go and how to file these complaints. And what we'll do is we'll put it in a PD. We've done this before. Somewhere on our website, Courtroom Watch, I think we have the California judicial complaint form, because we did a bunch of them against Judge Manley, Stephen Manley, for Tanya McCash in Tanya's case. And because of that, you know, they were telling her that she had to take a psychiatric evaluation, which is what they're doing to David, where they told her she had to take medication. And the judge didn't even have a note from a doctor. The judge just said, I think you need medication. So we came down on him. We said, you're not a medical professional. Who are you to tell somebody they need to take meds, judge? Maybe you need the meds. And so anyway, we did a bunch of judicial complaints, and he finally let her out. He was holding her also with no bail. And she hadn't done anything except try to fight to get her kids back. And I don't mean fight, you know, punching anybody. She showed up at her daughter's parade and didn't realize that the daughter had been added to the restraining order that her husband had on her. And so they arrested her for trespassing and then stuck her in jail for 2 months. Told her she had to get meds, and she was just a really good woman, political prisoner once again. She was very active representing herself, just like David, very much like David's case. A lot of similarities. And because of all the complaints, they let her go. So we've already given out the sheriff's number. Now let's go to the judge. And the judge's name is, hold on, let me see if I can get it, and then you can jump in if I'm wrong. I have two here, but the one who's the real problem is the, and I think she's the assistant chief judge, Sita Cagliati, and her name is spelled S as in Sam, Y as in Yolo, D as in David, A as in Alpha, Sita, S-Y-D-A, and her last name is Cagliati, spelled C-A-G-L-I-A-T-I. First name.
It's actually
C-O-G. C-O-G Cogliati, okay? Let me make that correction there. So once again, her first name is Sita, S-Y-D-A, and her last name is Cogliati, C-O-G-L-I-A-T-I, Cogliati.
Her bar number is 172-184.
Okay, 172-184 is what, her bar number?
Yes.
Okay, so what that is, people, is every time one of these sleazeball judges or attorneys or district attorneys become a lawyer, they are pretty much pressured, almost forced, but they don't have to do anything they don't want to, but they're required to become beyond a lawyer to what's called an attorney. And and the word attorney means to turn over. And their main job is to turn over property, take property from one person, but usually from us, and give it to the state or give it to another entity. And they're paid to do property transfer. And until they join that exclusive private club, okay, attorneys aren't government agents. They're members of a private club called the bar. The bar is not, the B-A-R, the bar, which is what attorneys join, is not the FBI or the CIA or the, you know, USDA or the DEA. They're the bar. They're private. They're not a government agency, okay? So attorneys join an organization that's private, like a country club, like the tennis club.
And these attorneys serve the bar, the British accredited.
Right. Now, even worse, and you can see the picture of the U.S. Attorney for the Western District of New York, J.P. Kennedy, giving the oath. These people, they have to take an oath. They have to raise their hand and take an oath, and there's a specific bar oath that I have it written down somewhere. I won't take it up now, but there's a specific oath that the attorneys have to take, and there was a picture online of J.P. Kennedy swearing in 400 new attorneys, and they raise their hand and they swear an oath to the bar, a private club, like the golf club.
It's important that people do their own research and see that, connect those dots.
Right, so they're not taking an oath to us, the people. They're not taking an oath to the Republic or to the Constitution. They're taking an oath to the bar. It's called the bar oath. And they have to take that, and then they become what's called an esquire. Every attorney has the word ESQ next to their name. That's esquire. That's a British title of nobility. That's not an American thing. Actually, Americans fought for many hundreds of years to get rid of the whole esquire thing out of England, out of London, and now we're right back under its control because the courts require everybody to be an esquire if you're going to come argue a case, if you're going to be a defense attorney, if you're going to be a public pretender, if you're going to be a district attorney, or if you're going to be a judge, every single one of them is a member of the same private club called the bar. So now, you can have, there's an option to file a complaint against anybody who's with the bar. If you have their bar number, which we do, you can simply file that form, which Bernadette is hopefully going to write a nice little blog instructing people on how to file that bar complaint form, and you can go from there. And the bar number for Judge Cogliati is 172-184. That's 172-184. Sita Cogliati is the judge who's locked David Rodriguez in a cage, and her bar number is 172-184. Go ahead, Bernadette.
So, Eric, this Cogliati is the one that got, this case got transferred from a civil case to a criminal case. So Cogliati is a criminal attorney, but it's actually the civil judge, Nancy de la Peña, that number 122410, she's the one that put in a plea for him. She violated his due process. She assigned him an attorney. She remanded him into custody for being a threat to society and undergoing two different medical psych evaluations.
Yeah,
so Nancy Pena is the one. And then this other Cogliati lady has a good, you know, if she sees what's going on, she'll just release him on Wednesday when he has court. I want to make that correction that Nancy is the one that's fighting treason here.
Yeah, I thought there was, okay, so there are two judges. So we have Sita Cogliati is the judge that's going to be hearing his case. The one that's the big problem has been Nancy De La Pena.
De La
Pena. Yeah,
right.
D-E-L-A, P is in Peter, E-N-A, De La Pena. And,
correct.
And she's the one that kind of, set him up. And now we're hoping that Judge Cogliati is going to do the right thing. So be pleasant, you know, as we always are. We don't encourage anybody to call and be nasty and throw F-bombs or anything like that. Don't be stupid. Anybody who does that stuff is not with us. If you be professional, be polite, but be firm and require that he's been kidnapped. Don't give me the stuff it's not possible for the government to kidnap somebody. It's entirely possible. It's going on right now. So don't act like, don't let them act like it's absurd that you would suggest that, he's being kidnapped. Why is there no bail on somebody who is not accused of any felonies? He's not accused of any assault. He's no battery. There's no theft. There's nothing.
Nothing. They have nothing. They have no proof. They don't even show up. They don't do their job here. I didn't realize, I'm just so glad to meet you, Eric. I didn't realize what I got myself into here.
Okay, well, hopefully something good. Yeah, we're going to try to help get him out. And it's really, I'm strictly the catalyst. I'm the mouth. I'm Ralph Mouth. I can only encourage people. I'm trying to, get his story out there. And that's what we need. We need all the people out there listening to this right now. I'm appealing to them. I'm appealing to you out there across the great republic, former republic known as the United States of America, to get involved and help David get out. And if there's enough, once again, we've had all kinds of success if there's enough people who call. And once again, this could as easily happen to anybody as it is happening to him. So, and by protecting him and coming to his aid, you're protecting yourself because you're part of a greater group now that will be there for you. Reach out to Courtroom Watch if you have the same type of problem. It's been kind of quiet lately because, in most jurisdictions, the government's kind of backing off. They're loosening up the mask restrictions. The police are respecting our rights. They're not arresting people for trespassing because they're not wearing a mask. There's a whole bunch of improvements that judges are ruling in our favor. We had five different judges in New York rule in favor of freedom against the state, against Cuomo. That was huge. And then other judges would come in and try to overrule them. So it was becoming the panel of the judges, and it was getting really thick. But I tell you, the people stand up. And so I've seen signs of improvement, but at the same time, situations like this, make me realize that we're not anywhere near any type of victory yet. We have to, it's one battle at a time. This is still going on. It's getting worse because David is really, and this is so clearly a political persecution. Nobody's trying to even hide it. So, no bail. For a guy who's just a protester, this is not an Antifa protester, folks. This is a Patriot protester. He does it with dignity and with nonviolence. Come on, free hugs. We got to lock up the free hug brigade. That's really sad. So anyway, give a call to this number to get your voice through to the judges, and also send emails if you can get their emails. I don't have the judges' email.
They're hiding that information from the public. I don't have access, not even to the public defender's email.
Yeah, and they're trying to, and they also tried to hide it on the internet quite a bit. I'm going to give people a phone number to call to put the squeeze on Judge Cogliati and Judge De La Pena. Complain against De La Pena. Cogliati's still got a chance to do the right thing. She's the one hearing the case this Wednesday. They probably want to see how many phone calls they get. If they get a ton of calls, they'll let them out and they say, sorry, you know, we'll see you in court, and you know, we'll drop it to this, and we'll just give you an ACD and this other stuff. But if they don't get a lot of calls, they'll say, huh, I guess the people don't care. Let's steamroll this guy, and they'll just lock him up and throw away the key. I've seen it happen. So we need people to get involved by calling the judges, the courthouse. Once again, the two judges are Sidney Cogliati, Judge Cogliati, and Judge De La Pena, D-E-L-A-P-E-N-A, De La Pena. And the number of the courthouse there, save you some trouble. I've got the number right here, folks, is 831-420-2200. Okay, so I'm going to repeat that because I was looking at a couple numbers at the same time. 831-420-2200. That's the number for the courthouse. And I think it's you press a 5, then you press 1. And that's how you get through to the criminal court. And I actually talked to a lady there, and she was pretty helpful. They like to try to send you to their website, which is great place to get information. I think it's called Santa Cruz County Portal, P-O-R-T-A-L, Santa Cruz County Portal. And then you can type in information on David Rodriguez and, you know, check and see if this is for real. And, you know, people want to do their own research, go to Santa Cruz County Portal. But to make your voice heard and to get through to the judges and to put pressure on the court to let David go, you really need to call and talk to somebody. And the phone is still the best. 831-420-2200. That's 831-420-2200. Sorry, 831-420-2200. Okay, 831-420-2200. Press 5 and then press 1 and make your voice heard. And require a callback. Tell me you'd like a callback from the judge and explain why he's being held without bail. I think that affects everybody. These courts start setting the precedent that you can hold somebody without bail for political activity. They'll start calling anything and everything political activity and lock you up for whatever they want, whenever they want. Don't think it can't happen. I've seen it happen to people of all walks of life, conservative, liberal, young, old, doesn't matter, black, white, Mexican, it doesn't matter, everybody. Is in the square hairs of the corrupt system. They don't look at anybody favorably. Even the upper crust, wealthy people, they get shafted, they get pushed around, they get the poison vaccine, they don't get the saline solution. The group of elite that's running things is very small. And then they have a very large group of Praetorian guards, like the bailiffs at the court, and the judges, and the district attorneys, and the esquires, and the public pretenders who pretend to defend you, but they don't. And they do it for a paycheck and a pension. They just don't want to lose their gravy train. So they'll do anything. They'll almost cut their mother's throat or sacrifice their children if they were told by an authority figure they better do it or they're going to lose their job, lose their paycheck, lose their pension, and get set up on bogus charges like David Rodriguez did. And they'll do anything. Or, hey, we're going to tell that you cheated on your wife. We got you on film doing this. We got evidence that you did that when you were younger. They'll threaten you with what's called a control file, and a lot of it's intimidation. I've heard some dirt on Cuomo from people who knew some of the personal activities he was doing, and I can guarantee you that he's much more afraid of what's going to happen to him if they tell the public what he's been doing, which is some really ugly stuff. He's much more afraid of that than he is of the people, you know, voting him out of office or having a protest somewhere. So the control files are very, very powerful. The threats, you know, the stick, and then the carrot, the paycheck and the pension. They have the carrot and they have the stick as well. They bribe people, and the people that want to be bribed get threatened, and the people that most people cave in at that point, and there's very few people who stay the course and stay patriotic and have courage and don't have fear. And do what David did, which is continue protest, continue standing on courage, continue standing on freedom, continue standing on the Constitution, continue getting people to homeschool, continue the gathering on the beach, continue free hugs. You know, I mean, when we start locking up the free hugs guy with no bail, please, you know, have we not gotten completely over the cliff, all the way down and crashed flat out at the bottom, splat? I mean, come on, the republic's gone. We're under complete total communism. The country stinks. Anybody who ate a hot dog or blew off a firework on 4th of July is retarded. It's, we have nothing to celebrate as far as freedom goes, okay? Completely, nothing even close. And it's even worse because we're supposed to be free. We have the infrastructure of freedom. We have the documents, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Articles of Confederation, the Magna Carta, all the great, wonderful...
We've been tricked, Eric.
Yep.
We've all been tricked, and so we have to have compassion as people start to wake up to the truth, you know? And so David had a very special, loving, compassionate way to share the truth with people. And what they did with that, it's their story. But you're right, we have to stick together, and we have to share this key of knowledge that has been hidden from us, from our parents, from our grandparents, from our great-grandparents. They've all been duped.
Yeah, I appreciate that you mentioned that, because my approach is a little more in-your-face. Slap people upside the head with a couple of strong words and say, hey, you know, and you guys are doing it gently and with patience, and that's beautiful.
Yeah.
And so, and I like
know, I ask David, I'm like, David, would you like somebody to send you a message that way, you know? And so... He understands the power of the heart. And so if everybody can understand the power of our heart, there's this great documentary called The Power of the Heart. You know, I think it's on Google, on YouTube for free. I found it on the Gaia station. But that is the answer, right? We don't need this government corporation. And so if we all stick together but come from an honorable way, right? It could very well be that they have no idea. Our parents didn't have any idea. And I'm not even mad at my parents, you know?
No, I know. I agree.
They've all been duped. Everyone's been tricked.
Yeah. I respect that you're doing it with, you're trying to, you know, that's beautiful, your approach. And there's just, part of my thing is, there's so much, it's so obvious right now. I mean, COVID was the final straw. There's so much information. It's so easy to get the information. I think there are some people who have just been duped. They don't know, and they just need to be educated gently. But I think a lot of people, they deep down inside, they know there's something really seriously wrong, and they just don't want to face it. They don't want to.
When they're ready, the teacher will appear. And that's the beautiful part, is that we don't have to do anything. We just have to stand in that love and that light and in that truth, because people are watching. Just like when we were kids, we were watching. And we did whatever it is we heard and seen. And so it's like teaching ourselves all over again that you are responsible for you, and I'm responsible for me. And David, you know, ever since I've met him, he says this to everybody. As long as you don't harm someone or their property, we're good.
Yeah, no, that's beautiful. At the same time, you know, it's getting late in the game, and there's not, you know, I feel that we're in a race with the tyrants and with the thugs in who kind of pull the strings and who enforce the string pullers, both the high level shot callers and the low level executioners. That, you know, it's kind of a race, and I think we're ahead in that race when I saw three things. One was the protest of the Amish in New York against the religious exemption repeal. Hundreds of Amish I spoke in front of at one meeting. I've never seen so many in one place. They never historically have been politically active. All across New York State and the Northeast, they were getting politically active. The single mothers, the Mennonites, all the groups that you wouldn't normally think of as the, you know, battle-hardened warrior type, at all getting together and getting active by the hundreds of thousands, and groups growing in the enormous groups. I know I was part of it. I spoke at some of these meetings just before COVID came out. Hong Kong, 10 million people protesting against communism for freedom just before COVID came out. and Virginia. 50,000 heavily armed people surrounding the Capitol just before COVID came out. So we're in a, and so I think we were, I think they had to do something, and I think that's why the orchestrated pandemic was released, to lock all these things down, get rid of these protests. China scooped up all the Hong Kong protesters. Whatever happened to Hong Kong, the Second Amendment's still under attack by Biden, even worse. He's talking about unilaterally, you know, taking guns, restricting guns. The idiot that the ATF were calling gun store owners before the laws and they were even passed, telling them, well, this is what's going to happen and this is what's coming. I just wanted to let you know, scaring people with nothing but empty threats. And so anyway, if I'm a little more, I think we're a good team. You guys are doing it gently and trying to go nurture people along. And I'm trying to whack them upside the head with, you know, hello, you're not free anymore. How long are you going to, more long are you going to wait? Until we're all locked up in a FEMA camp, you know, I mean, so, but I think I see the country awakening, and I appreciate what David does. That's why we're trying to help him. So the number again for the judge at the courthouse, and it's a general number, so you can ask for Judge De La Pena or Judge Cogliotti. De La Pena is the one that set up this nightmare. Cogliotti is the one that we're hoping is going to fix it. So just take that into account with your comments and questions when you call. And the number, once again, is 831-420-2200, and I believe you press 5 and then 1. 831-420-2200. Press 5 and then 1. If I'm wrong,
so
on that,
the case number, Eric?
Yeah, the case number once again, and so and we're calling on behalf of David James Rodriguez, RODRIGUEZ. And his case number is 21CRO2617. That's 21CRO2617. All right, that's David's case number. And we want Judge De La Pena to account for how she could lock somebody up with no bail on political charges, with no prosecuting instrument and no evidence of proof that he did any damage to any person or any property, period. Okay, she's got to account for that. Now, and Judge Cogliotti set David free, you know, set Mr. Rodriguez free. That's what we're basically telling her, set him free with the no bail. Okay, so back to what the judges are doing. So we got two numbers now, Sheriff Jim Hart and the courthouse where the judges reside, the witches court. And once again, Sheriff Hart, who he is the boss of the bailiffs. He's the boss of the strong-arm rulers of the courthouse. Those two judges wouldn't be able to do doodly squat without those sheriff's bailiffs there wearing the gun and the handcuffs and all that stuff to put on people when the judge says do this, do that, do the third, all of it unconstitutional, all of it in violation of their oath. So Sheriff Jim Hart's number was 831-454-7618, and the number to the courthouse for Judge De La Pena and Judge Cogliotti is 831-420-2200. I want to bounce back to what the judges are doing that's the problem, because when we're going to post up three complaint forms, okay, and this is how you run to take a swipe at the man. You're sick of the out-of-control police. You're sick and tired of the witches' court and all this, you know, statutory Admiral PBS treating us like we're conscripts at an ecclesiastic tribunal instead of, you know, accused people in a common law court where you could get off of almost anything unless you did damage to somebody. David's done no damage to anybody or property. Let him go. Holding him with no bail is absurd. Okay, so number one, anybody in this, I'm glad the oaths were, we got them now. They screwed up really bad. Bernadette was telling us previously that the oaths that the judge, the sheriff, the district attorney, all the court officers take when they raise their hand and they take their office, I swear to uphold the Constitution for the United States of America, so help me God. And then they go right out and violate that oath the very next day and continue doing it for years. So that's felony perjury of oath. They took an oath knowing they were going to defy it and then broke it, defied that oath. I didn't take the oath for any judge. They took it. They were stupid enough to take the oath knowing they were going to break it. They're going to be held accountable. So now you perjured yourself. You took an oath under God. You swore that you would uphold the Constitution, and you're blatantly, flagrantly destroyed from not doing it. And not only not enforcing the Constitution, you're outright violating it. You took an oath to do the exact opposite. You took an oath to uphold and protect and defend the Constitution. Now you're breaking it, violating it, and disrespecting it, disintegrating it every single day. That's felony perjury of oath. That's the first thing I will put on your complaint form. Felony perjury of oath. And you can get a copy of now there's two oaths. There's going to be a bar oath and there's going to be a judicial oath. You want their oath of office, okay? That's what it's called, the oath of office. And we're going to get this and we're going to post it up. We're going to do a nice little posting here. Hopefully within the next 48 hours I can get all this information up. But you want to file complaints against their bar card, okay, against the bar. That's why we have their bar number. The bar number for Judge De La Pena is 12410. That's 12410. And the bar number for Judge Cogliotti is 172184. That's 172184. Okay, now.
So Nancy De La Pena is 122410.
I'm sorry, add an extra two in there. 122410. That's Nancy De La Pena's bar number is 122410. Now, the bar, being a private organization, is going to look out for its own, and it's going to it's good to file that complaint, but we don't expect quite as many results. I'm a really much bigger fan of the judicial complaint form, the actual government, where you're filing it with the Judicial Tenure Commission. Here we go, filing a complaint. Commission on Judicial Performance in California. How do I file a complaint? You may fax a complaint under 10 pages to 415-557-1266. The commission does not accept complaints by phone. Okay, so there, right, that's the first thing I got when I typed in California Judicial Complaint Form. Once again, how do I file a complaint? You may fax a complaint. You can go to the library and use their fax machine if it's under 10 pages to the following number, 415-557-1266. Okay, I'm going to repeat that a couple more times and then tell you how important this number is. 415-557-1266. That's 415-557-1266. Okay, so now, of all the things we talked about today and all the numbers we give out, that's the most important one. That's the one that's going to end their career of the witch who's locking up David Rodriguez in a cage. You want to really, like I said, take a swipe at the man, so to speak. You want to do your part to be a patriot. You want to really do something powerful and important. Totally legal, totally lawful, no downside. You can't get in any trouble for doing it. Are you going to get in trouble for filing a complaint form? What's going to happen? Am I going to be on a list? Are they going to call me? You want them to call you. Yes, please call. Oh, hi. Oh, yes. Did you get my complaint against Judge De La Pena? Yes, she committed felony perjury of oath, and she's denied this man due process. She's in violation of her constitutional oath. I want her arrested for a felony. And a denial of honest service, and public corruption, and I could come up with a gazillion of kidnapping. Guy's obviously being kidnapped. Well, he didn't hurt anybody. He doesn't need to be in jail. We can make the case that this guy needs to be locked up. Who is threatened by David Rodriguez working his case from home instead of a jail cell? By the way, people, you know they give you a crayon when you're in jail. They won't give you a pencil or a pen because it can be used as a weapon. So they give you a crayon. So how's that going to look, writing up a habeas corpus for yourself or some kind of motion for dismissal with prejudice from a jail cell with a crayon?
Which he asked for a habeas corpus 3 times and they're denying him. He sent me a letter, never received it. He's literally a prisoner in there.
Yeah, no, they're pieces of I won't say it. They're abusing this guy to no end, and we really, 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 really need people to call on David's behalf, but that's not enough. You got to follow through with the paper. Let me tell you a little story, quick story about papers, why papers are more important than phone call, like, than words, than the voice over the phone. The voice over the phone is important. It's a good thing. Do it. But I'll tell you, we served, that we as a group of business owners and people in the Buffalo area, served a criminal trespass warning against the county executive. His name is Mark Polenkars. He's a Democrat, county executive. He was one of the worst. He was locking things down worse than Cuomo was for Buffalo. Every 2 or 3 days, he'd be on the local radio station and the TV threatening people. You better shut your business down if you're not essential. I don't care who you are. We're going to take your certificate of occupancy. We're going to put a chain on your door. We're going to station police out in the parking lot. We're going to have your insurance turned off. We're going to have your electricity turned off. We say, oh yeah? So I don't know how many he got, but it was a lot. It was had to be 100 criminal trespass warnings, telling him to cease and desist, or he's going to be personally liable, both personal and corporate, for all his actions, whether it's implied or direct. And he basically disappeared. Never heard from him again. He stopped coming out in the media with the health department director, Dr. Burstyn, and all these people that he'd come out with. He completely disappeared from the public stage. And I mean, it really worked. Okay, so Tanya McCash out in San Jose, California, just up the road from you, Bernadette, she was locked up for trying to get her daughter back. She said, I want to take the fifth when she was in court, which means I want to remain silent. And the judge said, remanded, and put her in jail for 2 30-day stints, 60 days in jail. Wanted her to take meds, wanted her to get a psych evaluation because she was representing herself and she was a thorn in their side. And after enough judicial complaints against Judge Manley, he let her go. No strings attached, with an apology, and she's a free woman today. I talk to her once in a while. She's off working now and enjoying her life and continuing her fight to get her daughter back. So anyway, paperwork is king. It helps a lot. It trumps phone calls. It's critical. So I hope I've sold people on the idea that if you want results, if you want to get David out, if you want to prevent this from happening again, if you want to send a shockwave through the entire judicial community nationwide, because these judges get together at conventions, you know. There was a video of one where they're talking about how to take down the Patriots. You need to lock them up, find out little chinks in their armor, come up with charges that don't exist. It was amazing. Right in Vegas, I think it was. They had a judicial convention, and all the judges from all around the country went there. And they had speakers on how to take down people like us. Okay, so they've been planning this for a while. So they talk. They network. They go to the same country club. They go to the same bar meetings. They go to the same, restaurants. They talk with each other. They're in the same clubs, the same groups. A lot of them are Freemasons. Almost all of them are in the Rotary. So these guys talk. So this will resonate across the entire country and protect a whole lot more people than you know if everybody gets involved and just say, hey, this is an injustice. It's going to set precedent. I don't care whether I live in New York, Florida, Texas, Vermont. It doesn't matter. You have to live in California. You care about David Rodriguez. This case is going to set a precedent. I may want to travel to California someday. I want to go surfing on that beach where the Satanists are running the beach, Seabright Beach. Now the caretakers are the Church of Satan, openly, in the news. I might want to go there, and I can't go there because of these corrupt judges. So I have every right to file a complaint against the judge, whether I live in California or not. And I know it's perfectly fine to do because we had a whole bunch of people do it in the Tanya McCash case against Judge Stephen Manley of San Bernardino County? San Jose.
Your question?
Yep.
These judicial complaints that you're talking about, I have done one. Can we do these with attorneys or just judges?
The attorney for judicial complaints, it's just judges. But you can file a complaint against an attorney.
I did bar grievance. That's on the
That'll be the bar grievance. And see, that's where they kind of cover themselves because they have to complain. You should be able to go to a government agency to complain against an attorney, like you go to a government agency when you complain against a judge. And you don't do that because when you go to a complaint against attorney, like Bernadette just said, it's a bar grievance. It's a BAR, the bar, you know, the attorney's organization. It's a grievance. And that bar is a private group that's basically going to cover for its members. It's like if you had a complaint with a golf instructor and you got to go to the country club that he instructs at, you know, they might look into it, but they're going to cover if they like the guy and they think you're a squeaky wheel, they're going to cover for him. But you can't have the fox watching the hen house. Period.
But I heard that the power of the bar grievance is that if they're getting swamped with bar grievances and complaints, they just need to investigate too and see that he broke the law and they're done because they have to report it to their insurance.
There you go. That's going to really beautiful.
Their ass because so many people are putting complaints like, I don't think I'm the only one, but in the beginning, they're probably like, oh, my God, this girl's crazy. Every day she's putting in a complaint, right?
I want to see. Okay, that's awesome. I didn't know they had to report it to their insurance carrier, and they get dumped by their insurance carrier. They're done.
After so many.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, so right, there you go, people. You get enough complaints. So we're doing, so we got three complaints. So let's get back to our list here. Two lists. What complaints are there to complain about with, and what do we complain about? So what's your list of what they've done wrong? So once again, let me consolidate here. The three complaints will be the bar complaint or the bar grievance. Okay, that's what they're members of when they're an attorney. They join the bar. The second one is the judicial complaint form. Okay, and that's what I was just talking about. That number 415-557-1266. That's the fax number to fax. And that's a nice, easy way to go because, and require a callback. Please inform me as to whether you received this or not so I don't have to keep resending it every day. And they'll be like, oh, shit, we didn't want to call this guy or girl back, but they're going to send it every day. So you better call them, tell them you at least got their complaint, and then we'll deal with it later. So, you know, see what I mean? Make sure, require a response that they got that fax, okay? Please respond or else I'm going to have to keep resending. And they'll give you a call or some kind of fax back or send you an email. Please respond to my email if you don't want them calling you. I love the call. I want to hear from these two witches out in California. Oh, Judge Soto, really? Oh, you're the commissioner. You're on the Commission of Judicial Performance? Excellent. I got a few questions for you. I got a lot of questions for you. Got a minute? I could have so much fun with that. Oh. So you want the call back. Don't be scared, people, is what I'm trying to tell you. Find your courage. Run with it. You want that communication line open. And by the way, we're not trying to go to violence or anything like that. Well, as long as we're communicating with these people verbally, email, letters, fax, the communication is open. These things aren't going to break down into complete, you know, civil war. So we don't want that. We don't want to turn that into the streets of hell. We want a nice, prosperous, peaceful life. We're not getting that right now with guys like David being locked up. So one more thing. Okay, so we got the bar brief complaint. We got which is against, you know, anybody who carries a bar number, anybody who's an attorney with that Esquire next to their name, they got that bar number, file a complaint against that bar number, against them personally. The judicial complaint is the second. And the criminal complaint is the creme de la creme, the criminal. And that is filed with the U.S. Attorney's Office for the district in which you live. So, like for me here in Western New York, it's J.P. Kennedy is the Assistant U.S. Attorney for the Western District of New York. He would get any criminal complaints that I would file against somebody here. And I know somebody that's filed a complaint with him. He was very, very open and receptive. They like the complaints. It's what keeps them going. It keeps them in the job. It keeps the job going. What happens with that complaint? Who knows? Payoffs. You get acted on in a positive way. You get acted on in a negative way. You dismiss it for lack of standing. There's a number of things they can do. But they'll look into it, and that's great. I love it when the judges' chambers get the call from a federal investigator. This is what we need. We need to start bringing these people to justice because there's no justice right now with David Rodriguez being locked in a cage for giving out hugs. So, all right. So,
can you repeat again, Eric? The criminal complaint goes to who?
The criminal complaint can be found online. I believe it's at uscourts.gov. It's an A91 or an A99, I believe. It just type in criminal complaint, federal criminal complaint form. And I think it's at uscourts.gov. and it's either an A, it's an A90-something, a 91 or an A99, the criminal complaint form, and you file, and you can fill out one of those. Now, don't do it. You know, we don't do this frivolously. We don't just do this against anybody because we don't like them. This is, you know, serious stuff, but we're in serious action here. So what's going on that you would file a criminal complaint for? Felony perjury of oath, denial of honest service, which is actually a federal offense. It's called denial of honest
service.
Denial of honest service, denial of due process under the 14th Amendment, denial of bail under whatever section of the Constitution. You're going to have to look that up on your own. I forget where it is, Article 10 or something. But look it up in California. There's a California State Constitution bail bond. Look that up, and you'll find it. It says, bail surety shall be granted in all cases except capital offense or where the state can prove that there's an overwhelming need for the person to remain incarcerated. Something to that effect is how it's going to sound. It's completely legal bullshit. You'll find it. But look up California State Constitution bail bond, and you'll see. Okay, so they're denying him bail under – he's not accused of any capital offense. He's not accused. There's no overwhelming reason that the state can prove or is proving that requires him to be held. So if they're violating the state constitution, that's a major deal. That's a lawsuit right there, baby. So and then you fill out that criminal. Title 18, Section 241, deprivation of rights. Title 18, Section 242 is conspiracy against rights. That's Title 18, Section 241 and 242. How about Title 42, Section 1983, operating under color of law because they're a corporation? The county of Santa Cruz is incorporated. Look it up on Manta. I guarantee it's incorporated. They're not an unincorporated county. I stake $100 on it. I don't even have to look it up, and I know. I very rarely do I say that. I don't want to be proven wrong, but I can guarantee you, I mean, almost every county in the country is incorporated. Santa Cruz is for sure. So, all right. So, denial of interference with Davis Commerce. That's under UCC law. We got that one cited right on our criminal trespass warning. Interference with commerce under UCC law. What was the other one I was going to bring up? You can put aiding and abetting kidnapping because they can't show how they're lawfully holding him, ergo they're kidnapping him. What else? Oh, there was one other that it'll come back to me if it slipped my mind. But there's a good start right there. Title 42, Title 18, denial of honest service, denial of due process to the 14th Amendment, aiding and abetting kidnapping because there's no lawful reason to hold him. Oh, and a violation of the article of the state constitution that requires bail be provided in all cases except capital offense. That's a good start right there. There's a half a dozen things right there. And that's just off the top of my head. I mean, give me a few minutes to go online. I can go all night. You could have come up with quite the potpourri, and none of it would be a stretch. I mean, these are all, I'm not stretched. This is all very real. So, I mean, we're not like we're saying, you know, we're really, once again, none of this is a real stretch. I mean, these are so obviously offenses that the courts and the local government are committing. You know, and I haven't even touched on international law yet because I don't usually like to go there, but sometimes that's a good protection against when our stuff goes bad. You might have to turn to Article 7 of the International Criminal Code, Crimes Against Humanity. Why not? Anytime you interfere with the people's right to, eat, produce food, have water, shelter, there's a list of things that were brought forth in the Nuremberg trials after the Third Reich and World War II, and it's all covered under Article 7 of the International Criminal Code. So there's a whole bunch of good tasty stuff morsels right there you could put in any one of your complaints, all right, right there. Professional misconduct, definitely. Public corruption. Oh, and how heavily is the California, rhetorical question coming up, because it is very heavily invested, the California Public Employees Pension Fund, which the judge and the district attorney and all those bailiffs and the sheriff himself and all those people have a pension coming in from the state of California. Want to guess some of the industries that those pension funds are heavily invested in? Correction Corporation of America, now called CoreCivic. Private prison, owns over 1,000 prisons in the country. So every time the judge sentences somebody to one of the prisons owned by CCR, Correction Corp, or CCA, Correction Corporation of America, their pension goes up. So if that judge sits there and lock up more people, the better. If you're unscrupulous and you have no morals, and you're a greedy pig and you're dressed up like a witch, but it's a god right behind your head, and you're locking people in a private prison, which causes your pension to increase, you're probably going to lock a lot of people up, no?
It's human trafficking, Eric.
Yeah, there's a good one right there. Add that to the list.
Not only are they doing it to kids, they're doing it to men.
If you go online, you will find where it says prisoners are required to sign a paper that is that's bonded. It's like a bond. It's like a stock certificate upon their release from prison. And one other thing. They're committing fraud and larceny by keeping the proceeds. This is the court. Anybody involved with the court, the DA, the judge, the bailiff, by concealing the money that they make from the bonds, the bid bond, the ID, the performance bond, and the payment bond, and their forms that you get from the General Services Administration. And that's 273 and 274, if I'm not mistaken. Just type in GSA, General Services Administration, forms 273, 274, performance bond, payment bond. And you will see that the courts all around the country, and the small-time traffic courts are the ones making the big money because they have volume. Every single case has a bond taken out on it. It gets what we call a CUSIP number. Committee on Uniform Securities Identification Procedures, and a subsequent bond that's taken out under that number. And your court case, Tanya looked up her docket number for her court case in San Jose, California, and the CUSIP account that had been accruing interest that the court uses to make money on, and it was in the billions. I kid you not, it was like $2 billion. The one thing that's floating our entire economy in this country right now is bonded court cases. And once again, it's a bid bond, which they initially take out at the beginning of the case, a performance bond, and then a payment bond at the end. And like I said, even the prisoners upon release from prison are required to sign a paper that's bonded. And then what do they do with those bonds? They sell them as a real estate investment trust on the open market to Goldman Sachs, the Vatican Bank, Rothschild, China. Pick your, whoever wants to invest, Saudi Arabia, London. Name your entity. It's called a real estate investment trust, REIT. The real estate is you and me. And those bonded cases are sold on the open market. And so that's why our judicial system is so beholden to foreign entities, is because if they stop buying those bid bonds, performance bonds, and payment bonds disguised as real estate investment trusts, our economy tanks and goes right down and bye-bye U.S. economy, and then people start rioting in the streets with pitchforks, and yeah, you know the story. So yeah, interesting side note. Where's the money from the bid bond, the performance bond, and the payment bond? Ask them that very uncomfortable question when you start calling the DA's office and the judge's chambers, and you'll see David Rodriguez go free so quick it'll make your head spin.
Mm.
So the bid bond, my friend David was approached by a high-level DA who didn't like the fact that he was right to travel and a patriot and doing prepper things and a gun expert and all this great thing, good guy helping people through court and being a really honorable guy, and came up and threatened him. And he said, oh, really? Well, if you're going to drag me into your court, I'm going to need all the information on the bid bond, the performance bond, and the payment bond. And the district attorney lady turned white as a ghost and walked away and never talked to him again. Their dirty little secret is the bonding of the court cases, because that shows that they have a financial interest in just anything. It doesn't have to be David Rodriguez. It could be anyone. In this case, it's him.
Mm.
And the longer they can drag the case out, the more time they can. It's called protracting. That's their term. I know from I talked to a woman who used to work for the state of Virginia, and she left because of what she saw. And she said it's called protracting. It's where they drag a case out. And the longer they can protract and make that case go longer and farther and more years, it's 2 years to get over a DWI, 5 years to get through a custody case, 7 years to get through a